Chapter 8. The Buckley Era. Cynicism and diminished faith in democracy. The appearance of influence or access will not cause the electorate to lose faith in our democracy. Justice Anthony Kennedy, Citizens United Majority Opinion, 2010. 63% of voters also still think most members of Congress are willing to sell their vote for either cash or a campaign contribution. Rasmussen Survey, August 2014. It, harsh anti-government rhetoric, did produce a deep cynicism that is an existential threat to democracy. Eric O'Keefe, multimillionaire Republican Party donor, March 2012. Americans have lost faith in their democracy. In 1964, 77% of respondents to a Pew Research Center survey trusted the government in Washington to do what is right just about always or most of the time. By 2015, only 19% believed that, a record low. The only less trusted entities are big business, 18%, and Congress, 9%. It is the pay-to-play culture that most respondents view as responsible for the cynicism, responsible for this plunge in confidence in American governance. Indeed, 74% of Pew respondents agreed that most elected officials put their own interests ahead of the country's interest. Americans' high degree of distrust in politics reveals as sophistry the Citizens United Majority Opinion written by Justice Kennedy. We now conclude that independent expenditures, including those made by corporations, do not give rise to corruption or the appearance of corruption. The appearance of influence or access will not cause the electorate to lose faith in our democracy. The cynicism revealed by this Pew data suggests many Americans would view Kennedy as a fool. That attitude is both widespread and is a bipartisan phenomenon. Reproduced in Chart 8.1. For instance, a New York Times CBS News survey released in June 2015 found that supermajorities of Democrats, Republicans, and independents alike believe that money has too much influence in politics. Moreover, a solid majority of the respondents were pessimistic that lawmakers would ever reform pay-to-play. Deep cynicism is even evident among American youth. Surveys by Professor Jennifer Lawless of American University and Law Professor Richard Fox of Loyola University found that pay-to-play politics has turned off an entire generation. They polled 4,200 high school and college students during the 2012 election cycle. Some 85% did not think elected officials want to help people, with 60% convinced they are actually dishonest. And considering careers, they'd rather do almost anything else than run for political office. As the former British Labour Party leader Ed Miliband noted, corrupted politics diminishes the spirit of community so vital to a generous, caring society because it sends the message that anything goes, that right and wrong don't matter, that we can all be in it for ourselves as long as we can get away with it. What is a young person just starting out in life, trying to do the right thing, supposed to think when he sees a politician fiddling the expenses system, a banker raking off millions without deserving it, or a press baron abusing the trust of ordinary people? Even the business community is dismayed by American democracy. A survey of hundreds of corporate leaders jointly by the business-supported Conference Board and the Committee for Economic Development in mid-2013, found extremely high levels of cynicism about American governance. Indeed, only 5% of respondents disagreed with the term pay-to-play to describe American democracy in the Buckley era. Virtually all, 94%, agreed that pay-to-play causes politicians to cast votes to please special interests rather than voters. Some 71% agreed that major donors have too much influence on politicians. 79% agreed that the Buckley genre drives politicians and political parties to be more extreme. And 83% believed pay-to-play is contributing to congressional inability to solve big problems the country is facing. Some 74% agree that it is harming our democracy. The growth of corporate political donations following the Citizens United ruling in 2010 exacerbated this cynicism. Surveys by the Rasmussen polling firm found that the share of Americans believing their elected representatives sell access and policy outcomes to donors rose from an already elevated 59% in 2006 to 79% in 2013. One of the most detailed assessments of public attitudes toward corporate donations in the wake of that ruling is the October 2012 survey by the Corporate Reform Coalition, CRC, noted in Chapter 5. The survey found supermajorities of respondents believing that corporate donations and independent political expenditures make politics more negative and exacerbate corruption in state and federal government. Reproduced in Chart 8.2, 75% or more of CRC respondents believed donations induce Congress to reject laws protecting consumers, that corporate donations make politics more negative, and that they worsen congressional corruption. Some 84% of respondents believed that corporate donations drown out the voices of ordinary voters. As with other surveys, this cynicism is bipartisan. At least 72% of every major political cohort, conservatives, liberals, independents, Democrats, and Republicans, believed that corporate political spending in any form is corrupting. Perceived congressional corruption creates cynicism. Surveys and scholarly research have found that dismay with vote buying is centered on its impact on Congress. An expansive survey by political scientists at the University of Texas, for example, found that 82% of respondents agreed corruption in Congress was very serious or somewhat serious. See Chart 8.3. Two-thirds believed that members of Congress are dishonest, and two-thirds also believed that donations and independent political spending do ingratiate, belying Justice Kennedy's opinion. Similar levels of cynicism are revealed by a number of Rasmussen surveys, including one conducted by telephone in February 2016, reproduced in Chart 8.4. Supermajorities of respondents believe that wealthy individuals and American corporations have too much influence over elections. And the level of cynicism is such that majorities are convinced their own representatives in Congress routinely sell votes for cash or campaign contributions, regardless of constituent preferences. International comparisons. Supermajorities believe the American Congress and state courts are routinely suborned by donors. Moreover, Americans' perception of that corruption is the most severe self-assessment by citizens in any wealthy democracy, and on a par with government corruption as perceived domestically in countries such as Azerbaijan, Belize, India, Indonesia, Pakistan, Turkey, and Venezuela. Berlin-based Transparency International, TI, is a world leader in monitoring, documenting, and advocating against government corruption. A global resource, TI produces an annual matrix of the perceived extent of public sector corruption in a number of nations, drawing on surveys of local citizens in each country. It measures the degree to which corruption is perceived to exist among a country's public officials and politicians. In 2015, the cynicism of Americans caused the United States to be ranked only 16th, worse than New Zealand, Singapore, Iceland, Canada, and a number of northern European nations. Since pay-to-play ballooned in the 1990s, America has never ranked better than 14th in 2000. Indeed, in recent years, these domestic assessments have variously rated the U.S. government as more corrupt than governments in Barbados or Hong Kong, just as corrupt as Uruguay, and only slightly less corrupt than governments in the Bahamas, Chile, and Qatar. The TI findings are affirmed by other global surveys, including the periodic Gallup World Polls. Among peer nations, those with a free press, earning the authoritative Freedom House Media Freedom status, Domestic surveys put the extent of corruption in American governments at a poor 25th in the Gallup 2015 evaluation. The extent of what U.S. respondents termed widespread corruption in American governance was more severe than the level perceived by respondents about their own governments in Belize, Estonia, Latvia, Malta, or Slovakia, and was tied with Mauritius. TI also surveys domestic opinion in the 100 most developed nations regarding the extent of corruption, specifically in national legislatures. The U.S. Congress receives quite poor marks, reproduced in chart 8.5. The share of Americans asserting that Congress is either corrupt or extremely corrupt was twice that of respondents in northern European nations, and on a par with local assessments of parliaments in India, Pakistan, and Venezuela. The cynicism of Americans regarding their judiciary is just as severe as their rather dismal assessment of Congress. Chart 8.6 is reproduced from the TI 2010 to 2011 Global Corruption Barometer Survey, asking locals to judge the degree of corruption exhibited by their domestic judiciaries. The share of Americans believing the U.S. judiciary is corrupt or extremely corrupt, from the Supreme Court down to local courts, is 45%. That is on a par with the level of cynicism expressed by respondents in Azerbaijan or Indonesia. This share of cynical Americans is by far the highest of any wealthy democracy, and higher than local opinion even in authoritarian Turkey, 41%, or India, 41%, where judicial bribery is also commonplace. These sentiments are crystallized in the authoritative Freedom House assessment of the quality of national representative governance across the globe. Primarily for its weak electoral system and pay-to-play, the United States was stripped of its place in the first rank of democracies by Freedom House in 2016. The quality of its governance placed a woeful 32nd behind nations such as Kiribati and Palau, its ranking on a par with Cape Verde, and Costa Rica. Cynicism caused by Buckley empowers American authoritarianism. Cynicism about the honesty of its lawmakers and jurists has caused Americans to question the values of democracy itself. A rather startling World Value Survey, WVS, reported by lead investigator Roberto Foa and Yashka Mauk of Harvard, found rising support between 1995 and 2011 among Americans for authoritarian government. See chart 8.7. This increase certainly reflects a high level of dismay and frustration with pay-to-play in Congress and the courts. But it also likely reflects dismay with the betrayal by political elites of economic expectations of average Americans. Profits rise briskly as wages stagnate. High-value jobs are offshored, economic mobility dwindles, and income disparities worsen. Even so, it is stunning that fewer than half, 46.5% of American respondents in the WVS, agreed it is absolutely important to even live in a democracy. That is the lowest share among citizens of any wealthy democracy. Even more dismaying, it is a lower share than in nearly any other democracy, including quite imperfect ones, such as Armenia, Cyprus, Qatar, Romania, South Africa, Tunisia, Uruguay, and Uzbekistan. At 32%, the share of Americans in July 2016 who supported a strong leader dispensing with elections and Congress was not a fringe group. This support is considerably more pronounced among Republicans, who also came to increasingly admire Russian President Vladimir Putin during the course of the 2016 election. Only 12% of Republicans polled by Gallup viewed the murderous Putin favorably in 2015. But Russian meddling in the 2016 election, candidate Trump's embrace of that meddling, and his surprising win may well be responsible for normalizing Putin with GOP supporters. Putin's favorability rating tripled to 37% among Republican respondents in a YouGov Economist survey in December 2016. See chart 8.7. Recall that during the campaign, Donald Trump urged the Russian government to release hacked information casting Hillary Clinton in an unfavorable light. Earlier, his oldest son, son-in-law, and campaign manager met with four Russians promising confidential Kremlin information embarrassing to Clinton as part of Russia and its government's support for Mr. Trump. This interference reflected the Kremlin's tactic. In France, Germany, the Netherlands, and elsewhere, as well as the United States, to aggressively bombard voters with misinformation during elections. American intelligence agencies have concluded that the Russians intervened in the 2016 election for two reasons. First, Putin sought to enhance electoral gain for candidate Trump, as reviewed in Chapter 14, by demonizing Hillary Clinton. His second objective, more broadly, was to deploy fake news to spin corruption and conspiracy theories that besmirched the democratic process itself. Psychology professor Karen Douglas at the University of Kent in Britain explained Putin's logic. Therefore, rather than empowering people to stand up and act on perceived injustices, conspiracy theories appear to make them disengage and instead do nothing. They seem to erode trust in politicians and institutions and lead to apathy rather than action. Why would people want to vote for a political system that they think is constantly committing crimes and hiding information from the public? While the impact of Putin's strategy on the 2016 election will never be known, it is certainly evident that Americans are relatively cynical regarding the values of democracy. Overall, the share of Americans who reject democracy is more than double the share in the wealthy democracies of Europe. That sentiment includes right-wing fringe groups, such as white supremacists, empowered by President Trump in the wake of the Charlottesville riot. More problematic, it includes too many American youths. Those who consider a democratic system to be a bad or very bad way to run a nation are only a fringe among youths aged 12 to 24 in peer nations, but reflect the opinions of nearly 25% of American youths. The greater support for democracy in Northern Europe reflects their historical experience with fascism and communism. But it also reflects, in some measure, the more robust economic outcomes yielded by these higher quality democracies. Their citizens have a lifetime of experience with the practices of homegrown firms. These include prioritizing the creation of high-value domestic jobs and steadily rising real wages, practices demanded by lawmakers in Germany and elsewhere responding to the preferences of voters. The lower quality of American democracy enables U.S. firms to eschew such practices. And foreign investment by American multinationals in recent decades has enabled Canadians and Northern Europeans to experience firsthand the consequential behaviors and antics of U.S. enterprises. Those antics had soured them on the American variant of capitalism even before the 2016 election outcome.